Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. As you listen, we pray God's blessing be over you and that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Now let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison.
Today is April 1st, what many people call April Fool's Day on our calendar. And I love the way things work out good, and He causes things to work together for our good, that I think sometimes He has a sense of humor. And our text tonight starts off with a Christian response to April Fool's. So maybe this will encourage someone. We're doing the seventh lesson in Colossians tonight, starting with chapter 2, verse 8. And let's just read that as the Christian's response to April Fool's. Verse 8 of Colossians 2 says, "Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ." Now, I'm not saying that playing an April Fool's joke on someone is spiritual powers of this world, but I am saying that don't let yourself get captured. And I just thought that's a great verse for April Fool's. There's your answer for not being fooled today. Now, that's not really what I'm talking about, but I thought that was a good entrance to what we're talking about this evening using Colossians 2, verse 8 and on. Last week, we talked from Colossians about you have to continue to make spiritual progress, continue to grow, if you will. Get your roots deep in Him. We talked about that. A life deeply rooted in Christ isn't blown over easy. And we've got to have some spiritually rooted Christians. Tonight, starting with verse 8 for April Fool's, not really, but starting with verse 8, you got to know that every day we're being fed something. And we better watch what we're eating, because there's a lot of food out there. And so my point last week was we've got to be making spiritual progress. Tonight in Colossians chapter 2, I want my second point in Colossians 2 is to watch out for the deceivers. Watch out for the wolves. And then if we get time, I'll get into this. The third point is draw on your spiritual provisions that have been made possible only through Christ Jesus. God has given us provisions through Christ, and we need to be using them. But I'll get into that here in a moment. I want to read Colossians. "Anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority." Once again, the second point, starting with tonight, is watch out for deceivers. Verses 8 through 10, Paul is telling us, come on, church, you don't need to get held captive. And where you get held captive is in your thinking, what you eat. What you eat, what you are fed, and what you eat. And so I know that a lot of times we're held captive because we're ignorant on the truth. And captivity happens when we don't really know the truth of a situation. Well, right now, we don't know a lot of where we'll be next week, 2 weeks from now. Every day, things are changing. So what is the truth 2 to 3 weeks biblical perspective? Anyone with any sense can tell you certain things don't work. I've heard all of this nonsense, these high-sounding nonsense, these empty philosophies. I've heard this stuff my whole life, and I've thought, that doesn't line up with the Word. And when it doesn't line up with the Word, something's got to be wrong here. And anyone with a sense can tell you two men marrying will not work. Neither will two women marrying. Them getting married will not work. Humanity will not go on when everybody's marrying a man that's a man. One generation from now, we've got some big trouble. That doesn't work and continue on with the society. I've watched cows in a field, and I know it takes a bull for us to move to the next generation. I believe wholeheartedly that people are blind to obvious truths. And it used to be called common sense, but the older I'm caught up in traditions. And maybe in a generation or two, you're so caught up in the way that it's always been done that we believe the way it's always been done to be the only way it can be done. My dad was a Republican, or my dad was a Democrat. I don't care which side of that you get on. And then his grandfather was, therefore I am, and my kids will be, on whatever that party is. And David Barton has done such a great job educating me and this church on the actual way that our country brought up young people. There was years ago that everybody knew that the country was founded on the Bible. Now that's debated. You're not taught that. And so I think of stories of generation to generation, how things get perverted or truth doesn't get communicated. And it's just, that's what my parents thought. That's what my grandparents thought. I think of the story of the child who asked mom about why she cut off each end of the ham before we baked. I don't really know. My mom is still alive. Let's go ask her. We went and asked her, and come to find out the reason why they had cut that ham off was because the great-grandmother didn't have an oven big enough to fit the ham in. So that's the only way she could fit the ham in the oven. And so for years we've done that, even with an oven big enough, but everybody else cut the ham off, the end of the ham off, and so that's what we're going to do. So many stories. The separation of church and state. It's not in print anywhere in the Constitution. But because it's been communicated over the last 20 years, now people believe it's part of the Constitution. We just get to a place where truth doesn't change, but we change our perception of the truth. Watch out, the Bible says, for deceivers. Creation and evolution. It used to be said in textbook that this is the start of the change of our perception of truth. They said it is believed to be 100 million years old. And then you go forward a couple of generations. The earth is now 100 million years old. How did you come up with that when it used to say it was believed to be? Well, we just change a little bit, and then next thing you know, we are doing something, and it has nothing to do with the truth of the matter. You know, not knowing what to believe is a tough place to be in. I've heard 1,000 different stories. Well, that may be a bit of an exaggeration, but I've heard a bunch on what we need to be believing about the coronavirus. Now, I know I'm in Colossians, but I can't help but talk about what's going on in our nation. And I just, depending on which news source you read, you'll hear something different. We've sat with our staff, and we've all heard something different. Well, that's not what I heard. That's not what I heard. And we all got sources to back up what we heard. Can I just say, and I guess I can because I'm just talking, our president is doing an outstanding job. Now, it's the hardest task that he has right now that I can imagine between a rule to keep people from infecting or spreading a virus, and I'll say a rule or even a law, and we've implemented all of these processes and how we're going to stay 6 foot apart and how we're supposed to do this and be less than 10 people in an organized environment. And so you got to balance between that and keeping a grocery store open. See, we still want to allow our people to be free, but we want to quarantine them to a house. I mean, you've got two extremes here. He's trying to keep in balance. Man, he's doing a great job. See, if we're not careful, everyone has a different opinion on what we should and should not do. I have yet to get on any media that's talking about this and not see people arguing about whether we should get out, whether we shouldn't, mad at someone who's got out that shouldn't be out. And I want to tell you, what I believe Christian Ministries church people need to do, what is not against the word. We have to do what doesn't come in violation of the word. The second thing, we can't come as Christian people against the local, the state, or even the national authorities, unless it's causing us not to be able to accomplish number one, which is not going against the word. So we're in a real pickle here. So what are we doing as a church? What does the Bible say is what I want to know. Well, if you have your Bibles, and let's go into this, because there's a high-sounding nonsense, and there's some real truth in all of this. Well, which one are, where are we supposed to be? 1 Peter chapter 2, and I'm going to read this out of the New American Standard Bible this evening. Chapter 2, verse 13 says, "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right, of foolish men." And verse 16, "Act as free men, and don't use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king." So, Christian Ministry Church, we submit to the authority. We do good. We do what's right. That's God's will. So that we can silence the ignorance of those that are foolish or that are spreading high-sounding nonsense. Or people that they just don't know any better. Maybe their heart's right, but they don't know any better because they haven't submitted to God first. Come on, we act as free because we are. We are free in Christ. But we don't use that freedom for anything except to show our devotion to the Lord. And I love verse 17 here. We honor all people. Another verse of the fellow Christians. It says in another version, the family of believers. And we fear God. We have a deep revere for God. He is held in the highest regard. So we honor people, we love the brotherhood, and we fear God. And then the last thing in our position as Christians is we honor the king. Let me say this different. We honor the rule of law. We honor the law. Now, I thought it said honor the king. The king was the law. So we honor the law. So right now we're doing all we can to do exactly that. And that's a tough balance. And once again, I applaud our president for doing the job he's doing at trying to keep that in balance. See, we're not only as Christians listening to news stations, but we're also listening to the Word of God. We are getting our balance correct. We have to know that God is bigger than anything that we can or cannot see. God is bigger. Now, we got to believe that while recognizing that the law, we got to keep feeding ourselves. We got to keep feeding ourselves and being aware of where our culture is, but we also have to feed ourselves where God is on this situation. And none of this has taken God by surprise. You know, without a God consciousness, knowing his way of thinking, then we can come into captivity. And I want to be very careful about putting anything down based on an opinion. Man, I'm seeing a bunch of opinions. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing that. Talking about society. Well, here's what you should do. You should follow the rule of law as long as it doesn't come against the rule of God's law. See, God's law first. And if it doesn't come against it, then we will follow the law as we've been told to of man. And we've got to submit first to God. He is our authority. That is God's will. And then in that, his will is for us to submit to man's law. Verse 9 and 10 talks about why following something that doesn't work. When I have Christ who's already set everything up for me, and you're not in college, we've got college kids being easily moved. My prayer is during this time that we've got a lot of people turning back to the law of God. Yeah, that's my prayer. And I want to keep making progress, as Colossians 2 talks about. And then the second part is I want to watch out for deceivers. All right, third point, last point that I'm going to get to tonight is we have to draw on the provisions God has made for us. Chapter 2, Colossians, verse 11. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this victory over them on the cross. I love this passage of scripture. If every one of our young people could get this section, there would be protection for them. God has done so much for us. Traditions of men and women in the church has continued to haunt the Christian because we are looking at that as the law of God. And if you'll do this, if you'll wear skirts, if you'll wear your hair in a certain way, if you don't wear jewelry or makeup, if you'll follow all these rules, then you will get God's attention. What I want you to know, the traditions of men and church are saying, if you will do this and if you'll do it this way and make the outside look a certain way, then it will produce a certain response on the inside. It's doing nothing but producing rebellion in our young people from the things of God. Let me just give you a statement that you need to get in your thinker. Salvation comes from the inside out, not from the outside in. I'm not trying to get God's attention. I already have it. Don't get caught up on the legalities. Get caught up. They look on the outside, and thus that things start to change. Things start to change on the outside when you get caught up on Christ on the inside. See, people who get caught up on Christ on the inside, they don't go to the same movies they used to. They don't talk the way they used to. They don't go places that they used to, and they're not held captive in their thinking. Because they're caught up on what God did through Christ. They find new ways to entertain. They spend new ways on Friday night to entertain or go places. There is a draw to the way they talk now because they're not being rebellious. There's a drawing to them, and that drawing is Christ Jesus. You'll never get Christ in someone acting all rule-based instead of Christ-based. Christ is everything, and because he's everything, then things start to change inside out. In him, you are circumcised, an outward thing. In him, don't do this, don't go there. I'm not talking about an outward thing here. I'm talking about an inward thing, as he just described. I don't go certain places, I don't do certain things, and I don't talk certain ways. Not because I was told to, because I'm a Christian and Christ has revealed himself to me and I want to do it his way. Paul is talking about living and doing a life in him, and without that, it's not possible. Verse 13, never lose sight that he reached down to us. While we were dead in our sins, he reached down and gave us a brand new start. Come on. Who can say that's me? He triumphed over sin so we can triumph over sin. You don't have to dye your hair to be complete. You don't have to get it cut at a certain level to be complete. But you want to be an attraction to people because you've been attracted to Christ. It's in him that you are complete. God is all powerful. He's all loving. He's all caring. He's done so much. He gave us the ability to live a balanced life. And I want you to continue, church, to follow him. So when something happens bad in a fallen world, it doesn't surprise me. It just makes me know that I'm glad I'm in him. I hope that was an encouragement to you this evening. We've got to continue to make progress. We got to watch out for deceivers. And we got to draw on what God has already done. Pray that will bless you and give you some real instruction, some encouragement, and equipping as we go out and accomplish what God's called us to do. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you made a way so that we could have some progress in a life, in a world that right now we're seeing is fallen. But God, you came that we could have life and life abundant. And God, I ask right now that we not be deceived because we're so plugged into you. And Father, that we would be able to take advantage, take a hold of, to grab inspiration from what you've already done on the cross in a society that needs some Christians to move forward. God, your blessing be upon your people. Bring us back together, get rid of this disease, and help us to continue to be the body of Christ here on an earth that needs you. I give you praise for each and every one in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless y'all.
We're so glad you joined us. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit cmchurch.net.